We walked over to the courts behind the high school, two old hoops with chain nets. We just shot lazy jumpers for a few minutes. We didn't talk, didn't need to talk. We were basketball twins. Of course, Rowdy got hot, hit 15 or 20 in a row, and I rebounded and kept passing the ball to him. Then I got hot, hit 21 in a row, and Rowdy rebounded for me. "You want to go one-on-one?" Rowdy asked. "Yeah." "You've never beaten me one-on-one," he said. "You pussy." "Yeah, that's going to change." "Not today," he said. "Maybe not today," I said, "but someday." "Your ball," he said, and passed it to me. I spun the rock in my hands. "Where are you going to school next year?" I asked. "Where do you think, dumbass? Right here, where I've always been." "You could come to Reardon with me. You already asked me that once." "Yeah, but I asked you a long time ago, before everything happened, before we knew stuff. So I'm asking you again. Come to Reardon with me." Rowdy breathed deeply. For a second, I thought he was going to cry. Really, I expected him to cry. But he didn't. "You know, I was reading this book," he said. "Wow, you were reading a book," I said, mock surprised. "Eat me," he said. We laughed. "So anyway," he said, "I was reading this book about old-time Indians, about how we used to be nomadic." "Yeah," I said. "So I looked up nomadic in the dictionary, and it means people who move around, who keep moving, in search of food and water and grazing land." "That sounds about right." "Well, the thing is, I don't think Indians are nomadic anymore, and most Indians anyway." "No, we're not," I said. "I'm not nomadic," Rowdy said. "Hardly anybody on this res is nomadic except for you. You're the nomadic one." "Whatever." "No, I'm serious. I always knew you were going to leave. I always knew you were going to leave us behind and travel the world. I had this dream about you a few months ago. You were standing on the Great Wall of China. You looked happy. And I was happy for you." Rowdy didn't cry, but I did. "You're an old-time nomad," Rowdy said. "You're going to keep moving all over the world in search of food and water and grazing land. That's pretty cool." I could barely talk. "Thank you," I said. "Yeah," Rowdy said. "Just make sure you send me postcards, you asshole." "From everywhere," I said. I would always love Rowdy. And I would always miss him, too. Just as I would always love and miss my grandmother, my big sister, and Eugene. Just as I would always love and miss my reservation and my tribe. I hoped and prayed that they would someday forgive me for leaving them. I hoped and prayed that I would someday forgive myself for leaving them. "Ah, man," Rowdy said, "stop crying.